This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kelim Perches Mishnah Dal Kedera Shehin Nisuna Batanur. Kedera, you have a pot that's in the Avir of a Tanur. This is really a hemshich of the halachas that we had of Kli Shenosim Batanur Sheesh B'Sheretz above. Hasheretz B'Tanur HaKedera Tor. The Sheretz is in the airspace of the Tanur. The Kedera is Tahira. Why? This is the halacha that we've pointed out numerous times now. She'en Kli Cheres Metame Kelim. The Kli Cheres is not Metame Kelim. That means that the Kedera is Tor because the Sheretz is Metame the Tanur. Pasuk says, V'kol Kli Cheres HaShripo Mehem Al Toichoi. K'el HaShabitoichoi Yitmo V'oitzei Sishboiru. And then the pasuk doesn't speak out only koil hashem b'sarchi yitmo. Mikol ha'ichel hashem yochel hashem yoveh elav mayim yitmo. V'chol mashke hashem yishose b'chol kli yitmo. So it's only oichel u'mashke. It's mefar. So memela, that tells us that kelim not. The understanding of that is that the sheretz, even though it transmits tumah ba'avir, it doesn't consider as touching directly the kli. Which if a kli touches a sheretz, of course it becomes a rishon l'tuma. Over here we look at it, that the sheretz is metama the tanur, and the tanur is metama the kli, doesn't become a sheni. Hoye boy mashke tefeach, if inside the kedera there's enough moisture, tefeach al menas la tviach, nitma the mashke is considered a dava mashke that does mekabel tumah from the sheretz. Vitimo, then the mashke is mitame the gedera, the mashke becomes a sheni. Hareze oimer, that's kilu the gedera saying to the mashke. This is a famous expression of Chazal. Kilu the gedera's sharp line to the mashke is mitamecho. The tanner which is mitame you loit timuni, doesn't have the kerech to be mitame me. Ve'ato, you only got the tumah from the tanur, timei soni, it's killed the kedera as being matmiya on the kli. Sakapella. The tanur can't transmit tumah to the kli, but it's metame the mashke, and the mashke can be metame the kli. Sakapella, but it's zeredabonu of tumas mashke. By the way, when you look in the sugi in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara says very clearly that you have to break down this chiddush, this din, into two. Din one is the Gemara's medayik in the posuk that the sheretz in the avir of the kli cheres is metame, not a kli shebetoyche, only the oichel, only the kli itself. So the first loshna of the Gemara is that we don't say that sheretz is keman demoli tuma bekulei. We don't say it's as if the sheretz fills up the whole avir of the kli cheres with tuma, and it's as if it touched the oichel that's there. That's step number one. Because if it would be kilu, it's touching everything, then it would be mitame kelim. Lemoshul, legabe tumas meis, we do say it's keman demalia. That's going to be one of the big principles in Maseches Oilus. Idea number two is we need exeris hakosuv that ein kelim nitmon ala mi'av atumah. So you need both for this halacha, and then you have the din derabanan, like we said, with the chiddush where paradoxically it doesn't make sense, but that's the exeris derabanan. Mishnah hey, tarnagol shebolo as hasheretz. Tarnagol's alive. V'nofal lavir atano. The tarnagol, the chicken, falls into the Avir HaTanur with a dead sheretz in its stomach. Now it's important to note, we're talking about that he swallowed the sheretz, and the sheretz hasn't been decomposed yet, it didn't fall apart. If the sheretz fell apart, if it was chewed up, that's why it says shebola, he didn't chew it. If it was chewed up, then it's not a piece of sheretz that's metame. So he swallowed a whole sheretz, the sheretz is dead, swallowed a whole mouse, and then he fell into the Avir HaTanur. We still see the sheretz as a zach that's metame, but there's a halacha that tumah blua is not metame. This is exes hakosuv. The pasuk says, the pasuk that we just quoted, v'chol kli cheres hashiipo mehem al toichoi, the din of avir is metame, kol hashem b'toichoi yitma. So the Chazal Darshan, that from the word said that says Ashayipo Mehem, it's Mehem is Memayit, not all cases, not all things that fall in El Toichoy Ametame. If the Sheretz is Balua in something else, and that's the way it fell to Navi Klecheres, it does not transmit Tumah. There's a Tumah Balua in Ametame. You have Rashi and Nida that talks about it. Kamisha ain't no Rashi says. However, the din of balua is not just because it's not visible. It has to be that the tanugol is alive. The mess, if the tanugol itself died when he fell into the tanur, possible the tanur was hot. So on impact, the tanugol died. Now the sheret shebemeyov is still a dover sholem, and it has a koyach to transmit tumor. The sheret is not considered tumor balua. The tanur becomes tamei. On the etzim din of tumah balua over here, which is a sugya that, like we said, it's discussed in Nida, a sugya in Chulin about it. If somebody swallows a machat, it's also not mekabel tumah, and it's also not mitame. Tumah balua ain't mitame, and it's also not mekabel tumah. So there's a gishmak akasha, because there's a sugya in Chulin da fayin aleph, and the sugya brings tumah balua. And the Gemara, when it wants to bring a makor to Tumah Balua, brings a Mishnah in Mikvois, Perek Yud, Bola, Tabas, Tmeya, Toivu, Vaychut, Trumosle, Kiveger, over there, says, Kedaka, Bakadish, in a few words, Ayin, Kelim, Perekhes, Mishnah, Hey. What does he mean to say? Kiveger, when he says Ayin, doesn't mean to say Ayin, he means to ask something. Kiveger means to ask a Pashto Kasha. Why would the Gemara, to show a Makor for Tumah Balua, have to show a Mishnah Mikvois, which is almost towards the end of Seder Tayas? The beginning of Seder Tayas, in Kelim Perkes, Mishnah, hey, our Mishnah. Why would our Mishnah not be a Makor for Tumah Balua there? So this famous raid, which is said in a few different Eifanim, it's the raid is in Sefer Mishnah Sirbaran, for Rabaran Kotlon, Tyrus, Simon, Lamed, Gimel. We'll use one Nusach. You're talking that the din of the Mishnah by us wouldn't suffice to be mitaher in the sugin chulin. Why? The din by us is a din of something being in the same toich in a klicheres to be mitama de tanur. You're talking that the din of tumah balua means that it's called it inhabits a different toich. It's not in the same toich. We're busy with this from the beginning of the perek. When is it called in the toich? You have a kli that's divided into two. Is it called in the same toich? Is it in a separate toich? Toich toichoi. Might you talking that the din of our mishnah is only a din klapi that? But who says that's not called? If you pick up something, you pick up a person, Lamashul, that has a sheretz, he swallowed a sheretz, you pick up a person, is that called transporting mago masa, the tumah balua? You're talking. The sugi and chulin is that din. So that needs a separate makar, and that's a further reach of the hafko of tumah balua. Again, we pointed out before that the loshin of the shahs, the loshin is a rashi. In one place, Rashi says the loshin, which could mean that that's not called coming into contact with. Rashi in Chulin Dafayin Aleph says a bigger loshon. Harehi kimu keles. It's as if the tumah balua doesn't exist anymore. It's as if it's not there. So if it's not there, then it's not mitama even b'mago maso. Lav dafki, you have a makar from our mishnah, so that's why we need the mishnah in mikvois. That would be the gishmak teretz says kasha. As far as the din of v'meis tomei, that tumah balua is only when it's a nefesh bal chai, but not when it's a dead person or a dead animal. One nusach that achronim use is that maybe tumah balua, the word is because it's mukelas, we just quoted the Lashna Rashi, it's bottled to the bal chai. It's only on a bal chai. Mashenkin, once the sheretz, well, I'm sorry, once the tarnagol is dead, it's a piece of meat. That's for sure, that's not bottle klapi a piece of meat, the sheretz. That's why tumah balua is not nitzel when it's not in a balchai. One. A second nusach could be is that tumah balua, not because it's kemandaleso, tumah balua, the balchai is choitzit, so to speak, to the transmission of the tumah. You're talking that that's only when it's something which is not shaykh to the parasha of tumah. Balchai is not shaykh, the whole mitzvah of tumah is not shaykh on a balchai. Mashenkin, on a person that's dead, or on an animal that's dead, there's a hemshech of tumah, there's kabbalah's tumah. If there's kabbalah's tumah, it's also not choytzit. Those would be the two nuschois. The whole arichus in Mishnah Sirbaran, the simon that we said before, simon lamed gimel has a whole arichus over here on a ravid in Teres Kohen. Mishnah Teres has another discussion over here, which goes to an El Yerabba over here, the Goin in Mishnah Yud, that talks about Tumah Balu, it's Mashma over here when it was swallowed. He swallowed the Tarnagol, swallowed the Sheretz. What happens if it's only in the mouth of the Tarnagol? Didn't swallow it yet. Maybe Balua is only when it goes down the digestive system. That's what it sounds like. It sounds later on, however, like it's Befiv, that any Balchai that's holding something in its mouth has a din of Balua. Chutz min ha'odom de lechosh of Balua ela b'meo. That's what Azar Shteit Nel Yerabu. So Mishnah Tiris brings Raid over here that Be'etzem, it's tak only tum balu when it disappears into the animal's digestive system, being held in a mouth not. However, when a mouth of a balchai is closed, that being enclosed is no different than something that's in a kli that has on it a screw top at tzomet psil. The din at tzomet psil is a basic idea that when something is sealed, it's not called, the thing that's in a sealed jar is not called in the space. It's really a din l'gabi tumas space, we'll see more in our elders. That's Nagei over here also. The being in a mouth of a balchai is no worse than being in a sealed jar. That nikuda would only be true by a balchai. By an odom legabi the din of being choitzitz, to be called a tzomet psil, you wouldn't have. Why? Because there's a klal, kol she'eni choitzitz, betumas, tumas mace, and an oil, also is not chaytis within a tzomet psil. A person becomes tamei meis. An animal, a cat, if it goes into a house with a dead body inside, the cat's not mekabel tuma. So the mouth of a cat, if it's sealed tight, could be a heck of, could be a chaytis of tzomet psil. Mashenkin, the mouth of a person, a mouth of a person is not mekabel tuma. L'chare, by the way, you would have to add the mouth of a yid, not the mouth of a goy. A goy is not mekabel tuma. I haven't seen that, but l'chare, that's what should have to come out. The Mishnah finishes off. Asheret shenimtzo betanu, hapas shebesoichoi, whatever food, bread, is techatanu, becomes a shnio, it becomes a sheni lutum, another rishon, which is the din, shatanu tchila. The tanu is what's mekabel tuma, which is the whole hesber of the din, the way we just explained it now.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.